On today's show, BMW reveals its new sleek-looking high-end coupe concept. EV startup Faraday doesn't seem like it has that much of a future. And President Trump blasts German automakers for selling too many cars in the U.S. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, if you're in the market for a new car and safety is a big priority, you'll want to steer clear of small cars. A new report from the IIHS shows that small vehicles have the highest rate of driver deaths. The Hyundai Accent, Kia Rio, and Scion TC top the list of worst performers. And you shouldn't be too surprised here. Luxury cars and SUVs were the safest vehicles. In fact, a number had zero driver deaths, including the Audi A6, BMW 535i, Jeep Cherokee, Lexus RX350, Mazda CX-9, and Volkswagen Tiguan. The study also revealed that traffic deaths have been on the rise in the last couple of years due to falling unemployment. More accidents are occurring because more people are out driving on the roads. And despite the development of new safety technologies and autonomous vehicles, the researchers don't expect traffic deaths to decline all that much. In 2015, there were just over 35,000 people killed in car crashes. By 2024, that number is estimated to still be around 34,000. It's going to take decades before most cars feature the new technologies, and that's why researchers say we won't see the benefits in the near future. BMW recently teased a concept for an 8 Series coupe, but now the full picture is coming into focus. It has classic design elements with a little bit of a modern twist. The eyes are first drawn to the long hood and then over the flowing roofline. But looking closer, the hood almost cascades over the front of the car into the uniquely shaped twin kidney grille. It almost has a shark nose effect. Large air vents behind the front tires lead to the 8 Series Coupe's voluptuous rear end. Thin LED taillights and another set of large air vents set to the edges of the rear really pull the eyes outward and make the car look wide and planted. I go through the look of the interior as well, but it still looks a little concept-y to me. We'll have to wait for the real car in 2018. I mean, I don't think the production iDrive knob will be made from smoky Swarovski glass. But overall, the 8 Series Coupe concept has a powerful elegance to it. And one thing's for sure, it's going to look real good going down the road. Still to come, a look at Faraday's bleak future.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Well, this doesn't sound good for Faraday Future. The electric car startup is running into serious cash problems. We already did know that. But now the Chinese company LeEco, which is the main backer of Faraday, just laid off 325 employees and is cutting back on R&D. Only 50 employees will remain, just a skeleton crew. Bloomberg reports that Faraday is now trying to line up investors to raise $1 billion. And you know what? We wish them luck, if only because the Faraday Future FF91 with over 1,000 horsepower is a really well-designed car. And you can check out the deep dive we did at CES this year with Pete Savagain, the company's VP of Propulsion Engineering. And sorry if I butchered your name there, Pete. Well, President Trump is at it again. Yesterday, in a visit to Germany, he blasted German automakers for selling too many cars in the American market. Der Spiegel newspaper says that Trump told EU officials, and I quote here, "The Germans are bad, very bad." The United States has $284 billion in trade deficits with Germany, largely because of so many cars being imported. Coming up next, a look at how autonomy will change the development of components made by suppliers.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
You know, when the auto industry is discussed, the focus is usually on the car companies. But the auto suppliers also play a major role in developing and producing new technology and components. On Autoline this week, John sits down with the heads of Federal Mogul Powertrain and Intiva to get a supplier's perspective on the industry issues. And in the following clip, they discuss how autonomy will impact their business.
Most of our engines are currently developed for certain extreme conditions. It has to be up to 100 miles an hour, and it has to have a certain towing capacity and whatever. And with autonomous driving, I do believe that cars are driven more in an optimal load point. So the engine might become less loaded, and we might be able to live with easier conditions for the engine. But who knows?
But on the other hand, if a car is going to be shared and used more frequently, then you're going to have to test for many more miles.
That's right. Or shorter life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but miles driven will increase with autonomous cars, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. If you can give the keys to your kids and they can use it anytime, even they are just 12 or 14 years old, will increase the miles. Good for us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Lon, as cars get used more often, miles rack up, I got to believe this is going to affect interior design today, too, because nothing's really designed today for quick and easy replacement on the interior of a car.
Yeah, I think it's going to, there's probably multiple facets here, but certainly the quality, reliability, and durability of the materials, the selection. We already have seen kind of over the last 10 years a significant emergence of luxury interiors, even in lower level cars. My daughter's Cruise has stitched sections of the door trim, so there's just a lot more luxury being put in.
You can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or just look for it on our YouTube channel. And just a quick programming note before I sign off. There won't be a new Autoline Daily on Monday because of the Memorial Day holiday. And we here at Autoline would like to take a moment and thank anyone for their service. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you right back here again on Tuesday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.